What's up, everybody? This is Mandalore the Esquire, and I thought I'd do something different for my second episode. I am currently driving down from Austin to South Texas, and it's often during these drives where I come up with my most, it's when my mind works the most, I would say. And it is when I think about different fandoms and what they could be and what's about to come out and just, you know, essentially the point of this podcast, which is to theorize. And I was thinking back to my latest Reddit post about who should play Revan. And I was looking through the comments, obviously not when I was driving, but I was looking at them, and I noticed how divided the comment section was. And in a way, I should not have expected less. And I'm not disappointed, because if you see the picture that I put out along with the caption, basically it's Revan on the left side, along with, I want to say, 9 to 12 different actors of different races, ethnicities, and genders. And they're all pretty well-renowned. Obviously among those was Keanu Reeves. And when I asked people for their opinion and I explained offered my thesis as to why Revan should be played by multiple people, multiple backgrounds and genders, a lot of, I want to say about half, if not slightly more than half of the comment section indicated that we should keep it to one person. And that should be Keanu Reeves. So in a way, there's two groups that are very much, there's two distinct groups, but they all seem to come together in that there should be one person. There's a group that says you need to have one actor. Doesn't really matter who, as long as it's a competent actor. It can even be a male or a female, but it's got to be a competent actor. And they align themselves mostly with this next group, with the Keanu fan cast group. They agree that Keanu is a very competent actor, especially as of late, given the John Wick series and a lot of the movies he's put out, featured in recently. That he's a very competent actor. He has a stark similarity to Revan, as portrayed in the Old Republic game, the MMORPG. And, you know, basically, if you were to translate the fight scenes and his overall reserved demeanor from the John Wick series and copy that and paste it onto an Old Republic series or movie, then that would be perfect. So when that group say, no, we want to stick with Keanu, the other group was like, we just need one and we're okay with Keanu. So they kind of merge and together they form the 50 to like 65% of the comment section. The other is the section that says we like the idea and we understand that the importance of Revan. And I would like to explore that real briefly. Basically, if you've played either the Knights of the Old Republic games, KOTOR as it is abbreviated, you get to customize your own character. And spoiler alert regarding the first game, and pretty much for the rest of the series, I guess, but mostly for the first game, you play as Darth Revan, former Jedi Crusader Revan. And that is actually pretty weird, you know. Usually you have a Jedi name like Anakin, and then once he goes dark, he turns into Darth something, another name that's not Anakin, like Vader. You have Dooku, who then becomes Darth Tyrannus, but also keeps his original name. But anyway, I digress. At the beginning of the game, BioWare, they ask you, choose your character, and they give you different portraits of men and women of different haircuts, different ethnicities, backgrounds. You clearly, if you were to, you know, kind of typecast or I guess put a name to each character, you have, you know, Caucasian male one from say German, like Western European Caucasian. Then you got the American, Caucasian. And then you got people who can fall in line with, like, Middle Eastern, Chinese, the African American, or the black person. And then you got pretty much the same options available for the women, for the women options. So automatically, before you even begin the game, before you begin your first mission, your first task is assigning your own gender. And they don't tell you choose the gender of Revan. They say choose your gender, because you're inserting yourself into the game. This is supposed to be your opportunity to step into the game and make your mark in Star Wars history. It is not until several hours later that you realize the whole time you are Revan. Yeah, it's not until much later that you realize you are Revan. And all of a sudden, you're the sensation you get, the feeling, the importance of your role in the Star Wars universe is all of a sudden, it just explodes. And then you see yourself in the cutscenes, and then you see flashbacks, and then Revan takes off his or her or her or their mask, and you see yours. And in the end, you go on YouTube, if you were to look up that same cutscene, you would see an African-American individual, you would see a Chinese female, or like a Latina looking female, a Caucasian. It's the point is ironically, the most important aspect of Revan, in my opinion, is the choice. It is what he or she did in Star Wars history, which shapes the Republic and galactic events that will happen in the future. That is the most important aspect about Revan. What is not so much important is who were they. It doesn't matter if they were male, female, if they look like if they were Latino, or if they were white, or if they were Chinese, or if they looked Asian, if they looked Middle Eastern, black. That doesn't matter. What matters is that Revan can be any of us. And that is why I threw up the 9 to 12 different actors. You had you had Keanu. You had, I'm trying to remember, Charlize Theron. You had the main character from Get Out. I don't know his name, but he was also in Black Panther, and he was fucking amazing. And then you also had the other guy who was also in Get Out. He was the first, I think, successful attempt of that the White Enclave to transfer the mind of one of their members onto a black victim. That individual, he was also in Uncut Gems, and I think he's going to be in this new movie regarding the civil rights. The civil rights movement. That guy is fucking amazing. And what you'll also notice is that the selection I chose, their physique in and of itself, some of them are thinner than others. Some of them are more toned, more muscular. And you know, the women, you have your different standards of, you know, beauty, perception. It's all in the beholder. But there's some objectivity, like, hey, this actor looks more than that. So, really, it's across the spectrum. I think Revan cannot be casted into one person. Well, they can. Disney can, but they shouldn't. I think what they should do is, well, what I recommended in the Reddit post is that Disney recast the role every episode. And now I realize that was a mistake, because that's pretty, as one commenter put it, you would lose track and you would lose all sense of investment in Revan with every new episode. I mean, you know what he or she did in the previous episode, but say you got like Margot Robbie one episode, then you got Johnny Depp the next. It's a pretty substantial change. Even if we were to keep him the same gender, that would be pretty substantial. You can't really say this is Revan and this is also Revan. What I propose now is that we do it like Altered Carbon, and we change the actor every season. And in the introduction, you can kind of do it like Clone Wars, where you had the voice actor for Colonel Yularen, or perhaps some line of text that says, this happened in the galaxy far, far away a long time ago, but it's also, it's a long time ago, like times two or times three. This is a long, long time ago. And despite how long ago it was, and despite the fact that the identity of certain people, namely Revan, has been lost to history, what they did and what happened during that time is of utmost importance. And I think Disney cannot go wrong with that, assuming they lay the proper foundation, you know, and they do it right, obviously, and you choose competent actors. And some of the people on the other side of the two groups I mentioned earlier, who make up about 60 to 65% of the comment section, a lot of them are bona fide, you know, bona fide wishes, bona fide desires to have Keanu Reeves, you know, to have one actor for the sake of having one actor, for the sake of Keanu Reeves, and nothing more than that. But then you get a few who you can tell, they're like, no, Disney is being woke. This is, if we do this, it cannot be during the Kathleen Kennedy era of Star Wars. Stop with the pandering to the liberals, what have you. And I think as, let's approach this objectively. Let's take away the politics talk for a second. BioWare, when they put in different options for different sexes, different genders, different nationalities, I don't think they did that for the sake of, you know, being woke, or because BioWare, or I think it was Activision, I'm not sure, whoever published that, LucasArts, I don't think they did that because they as a company were woke. I don't think they did it because they as a company were liberal. I don't think they wanted to pander, but to provide options, to provide people an opportunity to identify, to better identify with a concept or a person. Making something readily identifiable to more people does not make it woke per se. Had this idea come out, you know, probably 10 years before, this would not be something we would talk about. I think it's just a result of the political, social climate we live in. Not that there's really necessarily anything wrong with it. I mean, there is a discussion to be had, but it's just a product of this argument is a product of its time. But I think, you know, even in the current social political climate, if this were to be considered woke, if this were to be considered left of the spectrum, then I say, so what? Because in the end, several years from now, when I have a son or a daughter, I want them to look at Revan and say, hey, that could be me. Now, mind you, there may be a scene where they're slaughter or they're doing good, you know, depending on the choices. That would be amazing if they did the Revan series, but, like, they did it like the Black Mirror Bandersnatch episode on Netflix, where you get to control the outcome of the story. That would be freaking amazing. And in the end, if they were to cut down the series into a mini-series, you know, instead of doing like five seasons, they keep it a one mini-series, but you have complete control over the direction of the mini-series, I would love that. So anyway, when future generations see this, I don't want it to be locked into Revan was a man and that's it. Revan was a woman and that's it. Nothing wrong locking it in, but it's the concept of Revan. Revan is important, and Revan is an opportunity for Star Wars fans to, by proxy, to insert themselves into the lore, to feel represented, to, I don't know. It's very interesting. And without a doubt, I think when you look at the comment section, I think you can very much have my option, my proposal, and still, you know, satisfy what the other two groups are saying by keeping the interpretations, if you will. We're not even going to keep it actors. We're not even going to call it actors. We're going to call it interpretations. If we like the Keanu Reeves interpretation a lot, then who's to say, what's to prevent Keanu Reeves from coming back in a future season or doing several continuous episodes as Revan. Take it. I know a commenter said that the series should be like from the perception of his followers, or from the people that Revan assisted during his time before leading after and even after the Mandalorian Wars, that they had their view, their perception, their thoughts. And with their view, perception, and thoughts, they had their own, you know, idea of who was behind the mask. So if you have like 3 episodes dedicated to like this person, you know, and they were saved by Revan, then you can have like a 3-episode arc where Keanu Reeves is Revan. And then, you know, for another 2 or 3 or 5 episodes, you can have a Margot Robbie Revan, or a Ryan Gosling, or, you know, Lucy Liu. You can go crazy with it. You can go absolutely nuts with the idea. And I hope over time that people can come to realize the opportunity there is. And you know what? In the end, if we go with Keanu Reeves, because Keanu Reeves is a fucking badass, then let's go with Keanu Reeves. I am perfectly okay with that. But I think before a trigger is pulled, I would like to recommend to Disney a target. That's it. So that's it. I am actually approaching my destination, and I've pretty much exhausted all my thought on the subject. I think this is pretty well. If you like it, or if you come back upon this and you like the idea and you would like for it to be brought back, just let me know, and I will do so, as I have plenty of reason to travel. All right. Thank you. Take care, and be safe. May the Force be with you always.